Thursday, April 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. St. Mark, a cousin of Barnabas, accompanied St. Paul on his first missionary journey and later went with him to Rome. He was a disciple of St. Peter, whose teaching was the basis for Mark's Gospels. Mark is said to be the founder of the Church of Alexandria. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen. Alleluia." Psalm 95, "Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Repeating the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen. Alleluia." And the morning prayer hymn, "Christ Jesus, Lord, true light of light, begotten Son of God Most High, you sent the 12 afar to teach and spread the faith throughout the world. You gave them special gifts and grace and sent them out the world to win, to bring the gospel's truth to all, its seed to scatter far and wide. Appeased by your apostles' prayer, be gracious to us, Lord, we pray. Smile down on us as we rejoice to celebrate their feast today. By their great merits, keep us safe from every snare of sin and death, since we preserve in faithful hearts the holy teachings they proclaimed. With face serene, look down on us, correct us with your loving gaze, that we may conquer by your grace the evils that beset our way. All glory be to you, O Lord, beyond the limits of all time, who by your true apostles' words lead us, your children, safely home. Amen." And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The holy evangelists searched the wisdom of past ages. Through their gospels, they confirmed the words of the prophets. Alleluia. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your grace, to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life, in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the holy evangelists searched the wisdom of past ages. Through their gospels, they confirmed the words of the prophets. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, through the gospel, God called us to believe in the truth and to share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever. And repeating the second antiphon, through the gospel, God called us to believe in the truth and to share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. And our third antiphon, many will praise their wisdom. It will be remembered forever. Alleluia. Psalm 149, sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker, let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people, he crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and the punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the third antiphon, many will praise their wisdom. It will be remembered forever. Alleluia. And a reading for this Thursday morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 2a and 3 through 4. Brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which you stand firm. You are being saved by it at this very moment. I handed on to you first of all what I myself received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and in accordance with the Scriptures rose on the third day. And the responsory, they proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia, alleluia. They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia, alleluia. And of the wonders he had worked. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, preachers and teachers were sent out to be ministers of the faith for all who believe. Alleluia. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, through the grace of Jesus Christ, preachers and teachers were sent out to be ministers of the faith to all who believe. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. Let us sing a song of praise to our Savior who destroyed the power of death and made clear the path to life and immortality through the gospel. Let us petition him in humble supplication, saying, strengthen your church in faith and love. You gave wonderful guidance to your church through her holy and distinguished teachers. May Christians rejoice always in the splendid legacy given to your church. Strengthen your church in faith and love. When their holy pastors prayed to you as Moses had done, you forgave the sins of the people. Through the intercession of these holy pastors, continue to sanctify and purify your church. Strengthen your church in faith and love. You anointed your holy ones in the midst of their brothers and called the Holy Spirit down upon them. Fill all the leaders of your people with the Holy Spirit. Strengthen your church in faith and love. You yourself are the sole possession of your holy pastors. Grant that those who have redeemed you with your blood may remain always in you. Strengthen your church in faith and love. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together, and our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, you gave St. Mark the privilege of proclaiming your gospel. May we profit by his wisdom and follow Christ more faithfully. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.